The Bisbee Arts Commission presents The Poet's Corner.
Michael Gregory is the author of several books of poetry, the most recent of which is Pound Laundry, published in 2020 by Red Dragonfly Press and available at reddragonflypress.org. His first two books were published by his own Mother Duck Press and were printed on an antique treadle-powered letter press, which he set up in Bisbee in 1971. Over the next few years, he trained several local writers who, as the Bisbee Press Collective, printed both his and their own work, including two editions of the now-rare Bisbee Anthology. Michael was a co-founder of the Bisbee Poetry Festival and the Central School Artists Cooperative, where for 20 years he was executive director, including the host of a highly acclaimed Poet's Voice live reading series. Since 1971, he has lived off-grid on 40 acres in the Sulphur Springs Valley near Double Adobe. More of his writing is available on his website at www.michaelgregory.org.
The following two pieces I'm going to read were written some 20 years apart, but are connected in several ways. For one, each directly names a person. The first is dedicated to the herbalist and psychonaut poet Dale Pendel. The second opens with an epitaph quoting the renowned biologist and feminist Donna Haraway. I don't know if Pendel and Haraway knew each other, but I suspect they did, since in the 70s he was a grad student at UC Santa Cruz and a close associate of the social philosopher Norman O. Brown. Brown was on the faculty of the History of Consciousness department, and so was Haraway. And she still is, now as Professor Emerita. Both Pendel and Brown have since passed. Haraway and Pendel are also connected in that the work of each brings something like a holistic perspective to a wide range of questions about the nature of nature, consciousness, life, and the relationship of living beings to each other, ideas at the heart of both of my pieces. So then, first, Bird, Beast, Flower, Rock, for Dale Pendel. Men in this tribe speak of mountain lions across the fire as women, known in part, eyes open, through the flames, in partnership, in parting, of all those who go their own way, blanketed, antler, horn, or snout, to hoof, or claw, or nail, around the fire, under the skin. Of birds, as mind stuff, igniting the air, dreams, imagination, attitude, emotion, intuition, the precognitive, their shapes against the sky, raising hackles, the scales of their cries calling up the lizard past coiled at the base of the skull, feathering our nervous systems, the animal soul to this day. Of bees and moths as kindred spirits, eyes compound, antennas sensitive, a sprinkling under the light, O sweet liqueur, O sweetened thighs, golden with pollen, silver with stardust. Of mead and maeve and maiden, of wish I may, I wish I might, O honey-tongued, under the sun, under the moon, metamorphosis, a metaphor, a lisping myth, a mystery, their wings, drawn to the light. Of plants as powers, petals become whispers, message-bearing angels, becoming seed, becoming root, stem, meretrix, up to them again, reaching into the sky, bringing down the sun, loves me not, nourishing, poisoning, butter under the chin, calm, cold, green, reason, the sage in bloom, distilled, infused, extracted, a pocket full of everything nice, elixir, as need be. Of rock and stone, as rocking chair, as headpiece of mineral and crystal, the likes of what lives on them, preys on them, algal and fungal symbiosis, microbial action, mercurius curious as the merlin, biting the bark, gnawing the granite, stone crop, rock break, as wind and rain and ice in cracks and crevices, weathering the mountains, and no green there under that arcanum, still this side of Osiris, but toadstool white, cavefish white, egg and eye white, bloodless, sunless, filamental, a single organism underlying whole continents, a few inches deep, sine qua non. This is your mind as green slime mold. Love is always inappropriate. Donna Haraway. This is your mind as green slime mold, learning to make your way through the labyrinth. An octopus growing new tentacles. A starfish arm growing a new starfish. This is your mind as a butterfly, emerging with still damp wings from the chrysalis it entered as a caterpillar, enshrouded itself in swaddling, dissolved into a disgusting gooey mess, metamorphosed into a fragile beauty that flies, feeds, excretes, in generative mode, leaves offspring to restart the engine, then dies again. This is your mind as interlarded cyberspace, a plasmic jello that networks neurotic and semiotic codes and signals, an intermittent, reflexive web of entropic pulsations going on and off through rhizomatic, non-geometric transmission and reception tendrils rooted in cellular vocabularies, the whole shebang constituting a cosmos in a nutshell, a dumbbell ontology you come to call yourself, a liminal being unable to see itself in the mirror. A bio-electronic, nomenclatural mechanism about as lovable as an intransitive verb. This is your mind expressing your hybrid self as body and soul, a working assemblage composed of what's in the water, air, soil, and smoke, mingling molecules and attitudes, sinews and desires, platitudes and functions, nervous circuits and circadian rhythms, pure crap and masterful conceptions, touching each other with tentative fingertips, breath, insight, and wonder, sharing our persons, our lives with one another, for better or worse, as we see fit, depending on circumstances we face from our coming to birth. This is your mind, a subatomic playing field, waves and particles exchanging identities in constant mathematical flux in and out of existence. No fixed address in radiant spectrum, the very definition of uncertainty, an unfathomable, incomprehensible emptiness between nodes of possibility, a hypothetical, multidimensional moment where even under strict laboratory procedures, without the slightest trace of erotic intent, photons become entangled at a distance, in no time at all. This is your mind, selfish and altruistic, intrepid and afraid in love, hate, and sorrow, communicating through every manifestation your likes and dislikes, your need for food, water, respite, inter and intra-communication, self-realization and preservation, each individual a community, each breath a plenum of organisms, our skin permeable are blood, tissue, glands, and organs, a menagerie of species, every dream and idea, a composite of everything else, imagination, a mishmash of this and that, every ounce of us, the remains of millennia and infinity, palimpsests of untold generations, space dust to dust devils, here and now. There is no you who is not someone else. There is no beauty in and for itself, no mountain or kingdom not on the verge of collapse. Would you be proud of yourself? Be proud, then, of what you do to help our multitudes understand and be at peace with ourselves.